Welcome to the Washington Page. I'm Sally Hart, on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm talking with Jeff Dix, Superintendent of Washington Community Schools, about open enrollment. This is part two of a two-part interview.
The other topic that we're looking at is open enrollment. Do you feel that the district is attracting more open enrollment to kind of help with that?
You know, an open enrollment is such a confusing thing to even talk about and how it affects a school district. We all get that the money follows the students. But, you know, when we talk about Washington having a 53 student drop in enrollment this past year, that doesn't mean they were open enrollments. In fact, if a student was open enrolling out, that actually helps our certified enrollment because we count all residents. So, when we lose 53, it is truly 53 left our district. But as far as open enrollment, it's something that Washington has had a deficit in. In other words, we open and roll out approximately 150, and we bring in approximately 80, 90. So we're at a deficit there. And that's something that we want to work on, and that's something I've worked on in previous districts where, one, you need to make people aware of what's available here and that we're more than willing to work with people, and we certainly understand some open enrollment situations are simply a convenience for families. Parents may work in a community, but they live here, and it's just easier. I've got a sick kid today, and I know it's a lot easier being in town than my wife being at her job. So we certainly understand that, but I do believe we need to make people more aware of the opportunities here at Washington, and hopefully we're going to affect that open enrollment. The deadline to apply for open enrollment, because we have seen a lot of open enrollments in the last couple months, is March 1st, and people can either download forms from the Department of Education, or they can stop by central office and pick up those forms.
And generally, when people open enroll, do they do that at the elementary level?
You know, it's really all over the board, and I think it depends on the family. If they're going to make a decision, then they're going to take all their kids, typically. And why it's so important for the district to be aware of who's thinking about that is, one, we can talk about those type issues and what would work best. And what's nice is all of our buildings are in Washington, so if they make that choice, they can take all the kids to one center and we'll get them to the other centers for them. But yeah, typically you see families make that movement. So if a eighth grader goes, maybe his younger siblings are also going to go in elementary. So that is an issue that's all over the board.
So really, to fight the projected decline in enrollment, Washington just simply needs to attract more families to move to the area.
Correct. And you know, that's why I'm active with Washington Economic Development Group. We're talking about, you know, more sustainable housing and housing that will attract those families. So certainly, it all fits together, and that's why Washington Community Schools needs to be involved in those initiatives. And so we're going to continue to be active in that, as well as we're working on our presence in social media and communicating all the good things going on. And so I'd encourage people to check out our homepage. It's had a little change. To the right-hand side, we have teachers, students, administrators posting things on Twitter. And it scrolls for you. You don't have to be a member of Twitter to watch this because it's on our homepage and it's just events and things going on. And typically there's a picture attached. Also, the buildings all have a Facebook presence. So you're always out there and you can see what's going on in each building.
And do you feel that some of the projects that are underway will help attract some families maybe moving here, especially at the elementary level with Stewart?
Yeah, the Stewart project is going to be one of those things that most districts would love to have, but either can't put that together. But, you know, with the WAWI board working so proactively and aggressively and getting out there and helping pass this bond, so, you know, you have one-stop shopping. And so just that example we talked about, if parents had some fifth graders, eighth graders, but they also have a newborn, they can drop off all at Stewart when that project's complete at one door. everybody gets off there and everybody will get to where they need to get. And the most important and difficult one, the baby, can go right into the daycare that'll be serviced by the Y. So one-stop shopping for families that need those daycare needs, and then a natural progression right into our four-year-old preschool, and then they're in the system. So, yeah.
And in closing, can you tell our listeners where that project is?
Yeah, so we just approved the final plans and specifications. It'll go out to bid, and those bids are due February 23rd. We have a pre-bid opening meeting, and then we'll open those bids and see where we're at. And that's we're speaking and thinking very optimistically for very competitive bids, so that project can come in where we need it to. But so excited for the spring to come, not only because of warmer weather, but also because that project will be kicking off.
That's been today's Washington Page interview with Jeff Dix, Superintendent of Washington Community Schools. This is part two of a two-part interview. I'm Sally Hart with KCII News.